Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. It really is a pleasure on this One Take Wednesday to be reminded of why we read God's Word. I was looking in the New City Catechism, and question 42 is interesting as it relates to what we do here every day. It says, "How is the Word of God to be read and heard?" And this is the answer that they give: with diligence, preparation, and prayer, so that we may accept it with faith, store it in our hearts, and practice it in our lives. Oh Lord, we open this time together with prayer, that you would prepare our hearts, that we might accept this word with faith, that we might store your word in our hearts, and that we might practice it in our lives. With that in mind, we move to the memory verse, which is Matthew chapter 11, verse 30. "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This week, we are starting the book of Revelation. We're only going to be in the book of Revelation for 4 days. And in fact, that will end our 180 days through the scripture. It was a really quick ride through scripture, but we got a taste of the beginning, the creation, then some of the history of Israel. Then we went through the prophetic books, onto the Gospels, the letters of Peter and Paul, and the Acts of the Apostles. And now we're to the book of Revelation and to John's letters that talk about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And that's what I was left with when I read this passage today. Revelation 1, verses 9 through 20. "I, John, your brother and companion in suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, 'Write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.' I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet and with a golden sash around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and coming out of his mouth was a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, 'Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Write, therefore, what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later. The mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and of the seven golden lampstands is this: the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches." The book of Revelation holds lots of imagery for us, but what I want to lean into today is what Jesus says about himself. "I am the living one. I am the first. I'm the last. I am forever. He is all powerful." It says he was dead, and now look, I'm alive. We do serve the resurrected Lord who holds the keys of death and Hades. Our second passage is from Luke's gospel. We're continuing on with Luke, and we'll do that when we get our new reading plan next week as well. We'll continue on reading through Luke, and we're going to read from the Psalms next week as well. Today's passage is Luke chapter 11, starting in verse 37, and we'll go through verse 54. And this is where Jesus rebukes the Pharisees and the lawyers for hypocrisy. When Jesus had finished speaking, a Pharisee invited him to eat with him. So he went in and reclined at the table. But the Pharisees were surprised when he noticed that Jesus did not first wash before the meal. Then the Lord said to him, "Now then, you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You foolish people, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? But now, as for what is inside you, be generous to the poor, and everything will be clean for you. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint, rue, and other kinds of garden herbs, but you neglect justice and the love of God. You should have practiced the latter without leaving the former undone. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you love the most important seats in the synagogue and respectful greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, because you are like unmarked graves, which people walk over without knowing it." One of the experts in the law answered him, "Teacher, when you say these things, you insult us also." Jesus replied, "And you experts in the law, woe to you, because you load people down with burdens they can hardly carry, and you yourselves will not lift one finger to help them. Woe to you, because you build tombs for the prophets, and it was your ancestors who killed them. So you testify that you approve of what your ancestors did. They killed the prophets, and you built their tombs. Because of this, God in his wisdom said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and others they will persecute. Therefore, this generation will be held responsible for the blood of all the prophets that have been shed since the beginning of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be held responsible for it all. Woe to you, experts in the law, because you have taken away the key to knowledge. You yourselves have not entered, and you have hindered those who were entering." When Jesus went outside, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law began to oppose him fiercely and to besiege him with questions, wanting to catch him in something he might say. Goodness gracious, here the Lord is giving it to those Pharisees and the lawyers, and I'm so tempted to be like, "Yeah, Jesus, get them." But then I realize that the Lord is also chastening me and helping me to see, where is it, Lord, that in my life, the outside looks really good, but the inside is full of greed and wickedness? Or where I say, "Okay, well, I tithe or I give," but then I neglect justice and love of God. Pray, dear Lord, that you would do what you said you would do, that you would help us and give us wisdom from your word, and that you would continue to conform us to your image and change us by your word with diligence and with prayer, so that we might accept it with faith and store it in our hearts. Our final passage today is Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 9. And the summary of this is that the wise grow wiser because they are open to instruction. Verse 9, "Instruct the wise and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous and they will add to their learning." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. The question is, are you teachable today? Maybe I should make it a question for me. Am I teachable today? Am I one of those who are righteous and willing to add to my learning? Maybe some secondary questions are, do you always have to be the one talking? Or are you listening? Do you often think you know what is right? And if so, do you have a humble heart? As we end today, I just want to pray over us that God would be at work in whatever you face. And then I will send us out with the blessing that Dr. Hole, one of our former ministers in residence, would say over us. Will you pray with me? Father, open our hearts and our lips. Help us, Lord, as we seek to do your will. Remind us of your word, that you are the firstborn among the resurrected from the dead, and you live forever. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the creator of all, the sustainer of all, and the redeemer of all. Whatever my brothers and sisters face today, I lift them up to you. Ask, Lord, your watch care upon them, your gracious leading hand as a shepherd. Lord, would you provide for them mentally, physically, socially, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. Help us, Lord, to not be greedy in heart. And help us, Lord, not to just try to look good on the outside. Conform us, Lord, to your image. Bless and keep the families of my brothers and sisters. Help them in whatever situations they find themselves today. Comfort their anxious hearts. Help them to have clarity of mind when the evil one seeks to devour them. And now may Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up your efforts for his glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord Supreme. Amen.